The next reason that God created sex is for refreshment. And this comes out of the same passage in Proverbs 5:15 through 19. And so I'm going to read this to you again, but this time I want you to think about the words, the metaphors that are used to describe sex in this passage. It says, drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. Should your springs overflow in the streets, your streams of water in the public squares, let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving doe, a graceful deer. May her breast satisfy you always. May you ever be intoxicated with her love. And so the words to describe sex, sexual connection, water, running water, springs, streams of water. May your fountain be blessed. Fountains, right? And we think about what water represents. It represents life. It represents newness. It represents nourishment. It's like refreshment. It is ever-changing. And so I believe that God created sex for refreshment. I often speak to young groups of moms about sex and encouraging them in their sex life. And before I go, before I start, I often find myself struggling with this idea of, here are all these young moms, they're jostling a baby on one hip and holding an infant in the other arm and toddlers clinging around their legs, and all that is involved in motherhood. And I know what that's like. I mean, I had four daughters within 6 years, and I was exhausted. And I think to myself, why am I talking to these young moms about sex? Like, do they really need one more thing on their to-do list? And I have to stop myself, because that was my old attitude about sex. This idea that I needed to do this for my husband, and it was like, oh, like I have no energy left. Do I really have to have sex with my husband? But that still creeps into my thinking. But the truth is that God did not create sex as one more thing on our to-do list to suck us dry when we're exhausted from either kids or working all day or whatever your thing might be that exhausts you. God created sex as a way to refresh each other. It is supposed to fill you up, not empty you. Let me read you one other section that I think, for me, kind of brought this to life a little bit. And this is out of Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 2, the very beginning. This is how she starts. She says, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine. And I think about this, and I think, you know, when I was exhausted with four young kids and we'd finally get them in bed and the two of us would sit on a couch to maybe watch a little TV and just a small glass of wine and I'd take a sip and, oh, I could just finally relax. And yet this says, your love is more delightful than wine. Is it possible that instead of doing whatever we do to check out and relax from our day, is it possible that becoming one with our spouse is supposed to be that thing that makes us say, oh, we can do this, I can do this? That it's supposed to refresh us, to fill us up, to help us relax, to make us new again. You know, sex has been confirmed by scientists that it actually reduces stress, that it lowers blood pressure, that it improves sleep, that it decreases headache. And so even physically, like, it does these things that we need. And so when you think about sex, I want you to consider and pray about, like, is sex the icing on the top, something that you do when everything's amazing? Is sex something that you do to satisfy a physical urge? Is sex just this amazing way to receive pleasure? Or is sex this way that the two of you go and escape together and that God refreshes you and makes you into one again?